This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. We head now to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. We're joined by Howard Eskin, legendary Philly radio host for WIP. He has boots on the ground at Eagles training camp.
Howard!
As we speak, good morning, Howard. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Okay, now I'm going to, this is what I say to people, because I'm just a guy just like everybody else who's having fun doing what I'm doing. And legendary is a strong word. Iconic is a better word. It doesn't mean you're older. It only means you're iconic.
Okay, so iconic. We'll bill you as iconic during your next intro. Okay, that works.
Hey,
I'm just trying to help you guys a little bit. That's all.
Hey, Howard, what'd you think of the Pete Rose tribute for the 1980 World Series team and his comments about the underage girl that he had with or sex with, I guess, back 50 years ago? And he told the reporter, "Get over it. It was 50 years ago,
babe."
Well, babe, right? Babe, yeah, you say call her babe, yeah.
Okay. I'm shocked that you came out of the box with that question. Obviously not. I'm not shocked.
I know you're not.
Went for the jugular right from the beginning. And I'll say this. What he said was obviously totally inappropriate.
Right.
There was a way to handle it, and somebody should have told him, listen, we're here to celebrate the 80 Phillies World Championship, and at some point, if you want to talk about it, I will, but I'm not taking away from what we're here to commemorate today. And that would have been the end of it. There would have been some talk about it. Oh, I didn't want to talk. Okay, fine. You move on. What do I think about it? It was bad. It was inappropriate. See, I'm kind of torn for a few reasons. He was good to me. He was good to my son, who's now the program director up at FAN when he was a kid. But I know he was bad to some other people and mean to other people and, disrespectful and all those kind of things. And here's the other thing. Without Pete Rose, the Phillies would not have won, even get to the World Series, let alone win the World Series in 1980. So you're kind of torn between that. But there's no way to defend the things he's done and what he said. And that's the way, there's just no way to defend that. And I won't defend that. And that's just bad. And the Phillies made it. The Phillies have to share the responsibility for allowing that to happen. Not that he can't speak, but somebody's got to say something to him. Hey, listen, just talk about the 80 World Series team, and that's the end of it.
Right. Well, he's an old crotchety curmudgeon, so I'm not surprised that's his response. All right, we're going to get back to the Phillies in a second, but let's talk Eagles. We've been talking Eagles a lot here this summer because Carson Wentz was a former Eagle, and now he's here. And now you guys are coming off the playoffs with Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. Can Jalen Hurts and will Jalen Hurts get better? The guy sitting right across from me, Cake, says Jalen Hurts will be a really good fantasy quarterback because of his rushing ability.
He's already a good fantasy quarterback.
He's a good because of his rushing ability. Can he get better passing the ball? That's the question.
Okay. First of all, let me just say, you guys got to get a life. Whoever's playing fantasy football, get a life.
Oh, come on. It's addicting.
Oh, stop. Well, you're pulling for players that go against the team that you may be rooting for because you have, oh, he's on my fantasy team. Oh, he's got it. So So if he scores against your team, you're happy with it. And don't tell me you don't play him when he plays the team that you're rooting for, because that's just nonsense. People play to win. So fantasy is people that have no life. Zero's trying to become ones. Nobody's trying to become somebody's. That's what it
There's
comes
about 100 million
to.
People disagree with you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and you know what? And how many people in the United States of America? A lot more than that. So I still stick with that. They have no life.
All right.
Now, just let's enjoy the game. Will Jalen Hurts be better?
Yep.
I can't answer that question. Does he has to take another step to be the quarterback if the Eagles are going to go deep into the playoffs? They're not going to the Super Bowl. They're not that team yet, but they have a really good team around them. But it all comes down to the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not sure, and we won't get this nonsense at camp with stats, and these preseason games are a waste of time. It's all about revenue. It's all about money. It's about our radio stations and about television, and it's all about generating revenue. So, but they don't play the starters. So we won't know until the season starts, and it'll take a few games, and it'll have some good games, really good games, and it'll have some games that, well, I don't know if he's the guy. The Eagles have to make a decision this year, because number one, if he has a good year, they're going to have to pay him probably at least $40 million a year, and then you commit to him for a long time. If he doesn't, then you got to go out and get a quarterback, and they have enough draft picks to be able to probably maneuver to get one of the quarterbacks that's coming out of the draft. But that's way ahead of it. We got to see how he does. Now, I'll address your team with Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz, when he kind of became too much about himself, but he always, whenever I asked him a question, whether it was in a news conference or off on the side, he was always good about it. But he kind of changed a little bit when there was other people competing for the job. But I will say this. Washington has a better quarterback than they've had in the past. You've had a bunch of stiffs. Now, he's got a chance to be good enough so Washington, so the Commanders, what a foolish name. So the Commanders, really, how did you come up with the Commanders? It's that moron that owns the team. And that creep, talk about creeps. That's a real creep. creep, bad guy. I'm going to digress here. Do you know why he talked to the Senate out at sea? You guys should know this.
Right, because he didn't want to get served with a subpoena. Well, we know why he was out there.
Okay, and you know the difference between a subpoena and talking to him? Without a subpoena, you can take the fifth.
Mm-hmm.
With a subpoena, you cannot take the fifth. You have to answer the question. And that's the difference here. So we know how much of a creep he is. All right, back to your team.
Thank you.
I love the
enough
head coach.
On Snyder. Thank you.
Yeah, I love the head coach. I think he's a really good coach. He's a really good guy. And the fact that he's overcome some things in life, which is really you root for the guy. I like him, and I think Carson Wentz will be a better quarterback than he was. But I don't know that it'll be good enough. There's two teams in the division. Let's be honest. It's the Eagles and the Cowboys, and the Cowboys always find a way to choke. They always find a way to lose. They don't win playoff games. Everything that's wrong with a football team is the Dallas. They are the Dallas Cowboys. So I think the Eagles have a chance to win a division. Dallas will probably be second. Washington will be third because the Giants really suck. They really suck.
Mm-hmm.
I think the games will be interesting. The first game that the Eagles play, the Redskins, Commanders, whatever. It's just whatever. The first game they play him is in Washington, so
yep.
At that dump of a stadium. But that is the all-time dump in the United States of America. But have I crapped on you guys enough here?
So, I know we knew it was coming.
Yeah. We don't mind it. Yeah. That's the thing. I think you always think we take offense to it. We agree with you on Snyder and the stadium.
Right. Look at their record over the last 20-plus years. We've lived through it.
And everything you said about Hurts applies to Wentz here. It's a question mark. You don't know.
Yeah.
Is he going to be an upgrade over Taylor Heineke? You would expect him to be an upgrade over Taylor Heineke. But something obviously went wrong with him in Philadelphia, where he finishes 16 touchdowns, 15 picks his last season, and they go to Hurts. And then last year was disappointing in Indy.
The Eagles would not have won the Super Bowl in the 2017 season, it was in 2018, without Carson Wentz. He was the MVP even though he missed the last three games. Mm-hmm. And because he missed the last three games, did they give it to Brady that year? I don't know. Brady just, he's got a, I guess he's got a deal with all the voters. I got to be the MVP. I got to be this. I got to be that. But Carson Wentz was the MVP, and without him, the Eagles don't have the record to have the best, to have the best record, to have home field without Carson Wentz. And you're like, where did it all go? So we'll find out. You'll find out. And the Eagles will find out about Jalen Hurts. But I think the first game will be really competitive because Carson, and, you know, it's early in the season where they won't be ready to give up because they suck when you get to the last five games.
How about the interesting dynamic of Doug Peterson against Carson Wentz in week one now that Peterson's in Jacksonville?
Yeah, well, Peterson knows everything about him. So that's a tough matchup for him because he knows his flaws and he's got to correct those flaws. But you will have a better quarterback. There's no question about it. And Washington will be a better team than they were in the past because it's all about the quarterback. The whole game, you can talk about defense. You win because the quarterback plays really well. It's rare that an average quarterback gets to the Super Bowl, but it's not rare that a really good quarterback gets to the Super Bowl. And I think you guys, you know, I don't know, in your lifetime, my lifetime, or a six-year-old, Washington will get to the Super Bowl in their lifetime. So as long as Daniel Snyder's the owner, you got no shot. But another shot at Daniel Snyder.
We're joined by Howard Eskin, iconic Philly radio host for WIP. He's at Eagles training camp as he joins us on the BetQL guest hotline. So A.J. Brown comes over in a huge offseason trade. How much of an impact does he have on that offense? And another, a guy who's now, it sounds like, struggling to make the team could be former first-round pick Jalen Reagor. How's he performing in camp so far?
Well, a camp is a joke because there's no pads. I mean, the coaches know by looking at the tapes after the game. Did he run the right route? Did he break off the route before he spoke? You know, there's all these kind of things that by watching it, we don't know. Jalen Reagor, if he ever catches a punt or goes back to catch a punt or a kickoff again, everybody in the stadium ought to walk out. That's a joke. He's terrible. All right. Now, as far as the receiver, he's got speed. But, you know, he's the fourth receiver. He's behind Quez Watkins. And you got A.J. Brown, you got Devontae Smith. But A.J. Brown's going to help the team because he gives the defense somebody else to worry about. But Jalen Reagor's got to be able to make the reads, make them in time, and be able to go through his progressions. But A.J. Brown is good. I don't understand. Tennessee obviously just didn't want to pay him. And that's what it came down to because their quarterback's an average quarterback too. So I guess they wanted to put the money somewhere else. He will really help the team. I mean, pretty much everybody that the Eagles got, whether it's draft picks, and they got some really good guys in the draft, and the trade and the addition, and the signings, the Eagles did a really good job. They're a good football team. But A.J. Brown will obviously be really important for the Eagles.
Howard, thanks as always for the time. We're going to let you go and watch the rest of training camp today. It's Howard Eskin, iconic Philly radio.
Stay cool
for WIP.
I will leave you with this. I have to leave you with this. Your baseball team would have trouble winning in Double-A. They are the worst team I've seen in over 10 years. It is an embarrassment to Major League Baseball to put them out on the field and charge them Major League prices. They would have trouble winning in Double-A. They suck. I can't even find a word better than suck.
It's sad because...
Can't disagree with that.
They win a World Series, and then they fall into this quickly.
Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, how can you watch that baseball team? No wonder your people fall asleep at those games.
All right, we're going to let you go,
we'll
buddy.
Connect with you, and hopefully you have a better phone connection next time. We'll talk to you soon. His phone is the Washington Nationals' phone.
I didn't realize he was right in the middle of the field during practice.
I do agree, though. He's iconic in Philadelphia because I went to Temple 94 through 97. Was when I was in law school, and Howard was doing the same thing back then, except he was killing Sean Bradley. And
I'm trying to think, of course.
I remember just feeling bad for Sean Bradley, who I think is he in a wheelchair now?
He was paralyzed in
he was in a bike accident or motorist. I think it was bike. Yeah.
I think he was hit by a motorist while he's riding a bike.
Most of our listeners probably don't even know who Sean Bradley was. He was a 7'6" guy from BYU. He was drafted, I think, number two in the NBA draft. Mm-hmm. He could block shots, and he probably averaged 10 points a game, but he was pretty much a Buster-Rooney.
Right. Don't forget, coming up before we are done with the show today, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to see OAR at Merriweather Post Pavilion. We have third and fifth row tickets
nice.
For that. We'll do Cakes' entertainment page next on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Before we are off these airwaves today, we will give you a chance to win third and fifth row tickets to see OAR at Merriweather Post Pavilion. They are playing there August 26th, so just a few weeks away. Just 1 month away is Junkies Poker Open at MGM National Harbor. That is Friday, September 9th. Thanks to our friends at Potomac Metals for sponsoring. You've tried the rest, now scrap with the best, live long, and scrap on. So that is 1 month from today.
And it
Cards will be in the air.
And it will be maxed out.
It will be maxed out.
Can I offer one brief sports take before we get to the entertainment page?
Please. Mm-hmm.
KD, one of my favorite players of all time, is now a full-blown punk.
He seems like he's...
He's a crybaby who's never happy in any setting that he's in.
Right.
And if it doesn't work out after a couple of years, he wants out.
I heard somebody mention he wants to blast out the entire staff if he's going to stay in Brooklyn.
Right.
Or he's going to demand a trade. Mm-hmm. Well, he's the reason why Steve Nash got hired. And I think there are multiple assistants that were with him in OKC.
He
basically assembled the staff.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's the one that brought in Kyrie.
And now he wants them
all
gone.
Together. I'm just over KD.
Right.
Not my guy anymore.
Yeah,
I don't blame you.
You broke it up with Kevin Durant. Good for you, JP.
And the owner. What's the owner's
decision.
Name? Cy. What's his name? The owner?
Joe Cy.
Yeah. He should say, KD, F you. You're playing for this team. If you want to sit out, I won't pay you.
Right.
But I'm not firing the GM, and I'm not firing Steve Nash, who you wanted.
I think that's what he's doing.
Right.
Anyway, brief
sports
take.
The move. All right, let me hear the music, Valdez. It's time for the EP, Cakes' entertainment page. And this was very sad news yesterday. Olivia Newton-John passes at the age of 73. Mm. The British-born Australian singer and actress is best known for playing Sandy in Grease, one of the most successful film musicals ever made. Her Grease co-star John Travolta said she, quote, made all of our lives so much better, while its director said, what you see is what you get with her. She died peacefully at her California ranch, surrounded by family and friends at the age of 73.
She sang Physical, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You had to ask if she sang Physical.
Just wanted to make sure. Getting old. You forget things.
She sang Physical, and more importantly,
danced around in her.
It was a video that titillated teenage boys when this song came out. I'm guessing early 80s, 82 or 83.
Yeah.
I mean, you think Flakes' hormones weren't raging when he saw this on MTV?
Do you remember the video where all the big fatties were in it? They're working out in the gym?
God. I didn't
so
really
funny.
Focus on them. I was focusing on hot Olivia Newton-John wearing like a leotard and leg warmers.
Yes.
And it was like, much like Howard Eskin, it was an iconic video on MTV. Was MTV even around at that point? I don't even know.
Sure. Early 80s?
Yeah, it probably was. It was in the heavy rotation. Heavy.
Do you remember the story when they bought her and her husband, John Easterling, bought a house in Jupiter, Florida?
I don't remember the story.
Hanging out with all the golfers. And while they were, I don't know if they built the house or they were buying the house and they were having some work done, a contractor killed himself, committed suicide on the property, maybe inside the house. And
didn't
they said,
know that.
They said, we're out, we're selling that house. And then they moved to California, I think.
That's quite a nugget.
And she passed away from breast cancer. She thought she beat it. This kind of happened with my mother. She thought she beat it, but the cancer metastasized. That means it moved to another part of the body. Once it does that, you can't cure it. Incurable. Her cancer moved to my mother's moved to her hip. Olivia Newton-John's cancer moved to her lower back. Mm-hmm. She was having lower back pain, was misdiagnosed, but eventually they found out the cancer was back, and that's what killed her.
Terrible. So, RIP to Olivia Newton-John at the age of 73. Just watch her in Grease. I mean, it's a timeless classic. Even if you're not into musicals, even if you look at musicals and kind of sneer a little bit, Grease is a classic.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't seen it or you want to revisit it, see Olivia Newton-John in her prime, go give that a look. I don't buy cologne, but apparently this is a big deal in the fragrance world. Johnny Depp has signed a new deal with Dior to come back as the face of, I'm guessing it's pronounced Sauvage Cologne. Any cologne heads out there want to help me with the pronunciation?
I'll go
Does
with
it have a U in there?
S-A-U-V-A-G-E.
I'll go with it.
By
sure.
Dior. Sources directly.
He's starting to get some of those endorsements back that he lost.
He is, and it's a big one. Sources directly connected to the deal told TMZ, Johnny Depp just signed back with Dior to be the face of their Sauvage men's scent. It's a multi-year deal worth seven figures. So Johnny Depp's back in the commercial game, baby. Now, he's back.
You guys, Dior was the one that stuck by him. And the sale, they ran his commercials the entire time.
Oh,
the sales
did.
Of his cologne skyrocketed during the trial.
Oh, they did.
Because people were on Team Johnny. And so now they're back for another round.
So they just re-upped him?
No, they re-upped him.
Yeah, they re-upped.
Yeah, good. He first signed the deal with Dior back in 2015 as the face of the cologne. The deal has been re-upped. I've been out of the cologne buying game, I think, since
Dracar
high school.
Polo.
Like, I think the last time I physically bought myself
remember
cologne.
Jupe?
Of course.
I don't remember Jupe at all.
Oh, Jupe was bald.
I remember the go-tos were Dracar Noir and Polo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you had Polo cologne back in high
I'd
school,
Polo
you were
early.
A baller.
I think I had Eternity.
Okay. Solid.
Like Polo Blue or Polo Sport. I think that's what it goes. Did anyone have Michael Jordan cologne? I had Michael Jordan cologne.
I did not.
I feel like Brett maybe did.
That was after our time, like our
that was
cologne
hot.
Time.
That was so hot.
I only have one bottle of cologne right now. I never wear it. Tommy Bahama.
very
what are
nice.
You, 80?
Saying. It smells good. It
smells like cobwebs.
No, it smells good.
It smells like a Werther's original.
You're right in the wheelhouse for Tommy Bahama. I would guess Tommy Bahama, the people that buy that clothing, 45 to 75.
Okay.
In that range.
All right.
And you're right. You're in
I'm
the lower
saying,
part,
no,
but you're in that range.
You smell like a hospital.
No, it smells very good, actually. You know what? I'll wear some tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, I'll wear it, please. I'm begging
it
you.
Smells like a
All right, you just,
hospital chapel.
You just remind me in the morning, and I'll splash it.
I'm going to remind you in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you a text at 4 a.m.
Here's what you need to do.
Put on some clothes.
Because I'll forget.
No.
I'll remind you. Don't worry.
Bring it in. I want
to bring the bottle and we'll all wear it.
We'll all
right. Again, remind me.
We'll all put a dab.
I'll text you tomorrow morning.
Yeah. All right. Hospital cafeteria.
Okay.
That musty smell.
Right, you can keep joning, but you're going
to
like it.
Valdez, this is our time to shine on the EP. It's time for the yes, no men to come in and make a decision on this project that's being, apparently it's been given the green light. Where would we fall on a live-action rendition of an arcade favorite, Pac-Man? Pac-Man live-action film in the works. Apparently, Wayfarer Studios is teaming up with Lightbeam Entertainment and Pac-Man owners Bandai Namco to develop a live-action movie based on the popular character who first appeared in 1980 via this arcade smash hit. Pac-Man, which of course spawned Miss Pac-Man and probably a half a dozen other Pac-Man variants popular in arcades in the 80s into the early 90s.
Well, my instinct for the yes, no men is a big fat no. That's my instinct.
My instinct is along with you. Initially, a no.
However, you know, Sonic has been a hit.
Yes. However, after thinking about Sonic and so successful, they made a Sonic 2.
That's correct.
It made $331 million.
That's
the original Sonic.
That's a lot of money.
I think, yes.
You're pivoting. I'm pivoting
to yes.
You guys are split.
I don't know what the storyline would be.
I mean, you could potentially convince me to switch my no to a yes, but I'm a little skeptical. Like, is the same market that loves Sonic going to go after Pac-Man, which came out in 1980?
Wasn't there a wacky movie?
What's next? Space Invaders?
Wasn't there a wacky movie with a lot of the arcade games, including Pac-Man part of it?
Yes, I believe it was was Adam Sandler in it?
Yes, it was called Pixels, and it was a Pac-Man ripoff, and it was a massive flop, pretty sure.
You know what? I'm staying on my initial no. We're split. Yes, no, man. There's a chasm.
Cakes' family had an Atari back in the day.
Yeah.
I had the Nubs Odyssey 2, which was a Magnavox product.
Correct.
You don't remember the name of their Pac-Man ripoff.
I do remember
you
it.
Do.
It's a very distinctive name. Munch Man.
No.
Oh, no.
I think that might have been like
so
TI-99.
Confident.
I was so confident.
It was close. Casey Munchkin.
Casey Munchkin. Okay.
The deal there were the dots moved.
Ah, okay. Instead of the dots being sedentary, like us during the show, every day from 6 to 10, the dots sitting in the same spot the entire time.
Yeah.
And, of course, you have your power-ups.
The Space Invaders ripoff was Alien Invaders.
I mean, what's that? Are we going to do a Missile Command movie? Are we going to greenlight that too, Valdez?
It was Pac-Man big in Japan. Because I know Sonic is big in Japan.
Was Pac-Man big in Japan?
Yes. Because we're thinking
trying
about
to read the international market.
I'm trying
market.
To read the international market.
Well, the owners are Bandai Namco, which I believe is a Japanese company. Japanese-based company.
Oh, yeah. That's going to print money.
So
Pac-Man will print money.
So we're just relying on the overseas market.
Definitely.
To carry us.
Definitely.
All right, you know what? Maybe we have lunch over it, and you can sway me over to the yes side. But my initial lean is no.
What about Dragon's Lair? Remember when that came out? That was a revolutionary arcade game.
Flakes pumped a lot of quarters into Dragon's Lair back in the day when I was about 15 or 16. Maybe Howard Eskin is right. Maybe I'm a loser.
Everyone's a loser down here, according to Howard Eskin.
Dragon's Lair, I don't know if it holds up. Because much like most other video games, if you learn the patterns to Dragon's Lair, you could always defeat it. There was always ways to defeat each screen that you encountered. So
isn't that the case for every game?
Yeah, I just thought, probably.
I mean, you're telling me there are no patterns for Pac-Man?
There are. There clearly are. I knew some of them back in the day because I was a loser. I don't think Dragon's Lair holds up. And the follow-up, Space Ace, I believe was the name of it, trying to piggyback off the success of Dragon's Lair, didn't go quite as well. Anybody who's under the age of 30, their brains are melting because they don't know what I'm talking
about.
That's
why you're going to wear a cologne that smells like a hospital tomorrow.
That is very correct. Last on the EP, Ashton Kutcher had a health scare. He's, quote, lucky to be alive after dealing with a rare autoimmune disorder 2 years ago that left him unable to hear, see, or walk.
Wow. For how long?
He dealt with some of the symptoms for like almost a year.
Jeez.
He told Bear Grylls, I don't know why that's the guy that's giving this information. It took him almost a year to build
He's
up.
He's probably
his
running around jumping into canyons.
That's what happens when you don't shower.
I guess it does. You lose
so
your
he
hearing.
Was partially blind for a year?
Left him unable to hear, see, those are pretty pivotal, or walk.
That's bad.
Sounds pretty
brutal. But he's 100% now?
I haven't circled that far down on the story. Lucky to be alive is the way he puts it.
Cakes,
if you're
just
lucky
an update.
To be alive, I'm guessing not 100% yet.
Ryan Reynolds in development for Dragon's Lair.
He is?
It says here.
Ryan Reynolds, pretty successful.
It's another Ryan Reynolds movie I'll never see.
Probably. To lock you won't see it. All right, let's go out for 1 minute to Jabby. Wants to call in, talk about the Orioles and the Padres. Jabby, you have 1 minute. Go.
All right, 1 minute, real quick.
Jabby.
JP, update. Curtis Samuel, Sidefield.
Sidefield today.
It's Jason.
Part of the plan.
Yes, sir.
Did you get my text yesterday about the Lions bet? I want that bad.
He wants to bet me $50 on Lions. You know what?
Just do it.
Just email me just so I have it on record.
I'll send you the Venmo ahead of time and pull the old cakes bit.
All right, you got 20 seconds.
That's fine.
You time is ticking.
Yes.
All right, cakes. Real quick, we took away your card, by the way, your Cali card. I grew up in San Diego, as Jason knows. I'm Grossmont Community College, Jason.
Yeah.
Lance Williams, as Jason knows, so there's some cred that he'll know that I'm from there.
He was our point guard.
There.
Very good player, yep.
Silly. His brother's like one of my best friends.
Jabby.
The audience is on the
he wasted edge his of seats. He wasted his time.
He was riffing about some guy named Williams. Is that his name?
Who, my buddy?
The guard?
My buddy Lance.
We get a Jabby. You know Jason.
He wasted 15 seconds of his precious minute prattling on. What are you going to do? He's gonna firm it up next time.
He wasted 60 seconds of his minute.
You're probably right.
I think he wanted to say he grew up in San Diego, but he worked for the O's.
There you go.
That's why he.
You know what? You encapsulated it in about 3 seconds.
There you go. Sorry about that,
Sometimes
Jabby Burns.
Less is more.
That was Valdez who hung.
All right, when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win OAR tickets. They're playing at Merriweather Post Pavilion. We have third row tickets.
And how are we going to do this, Jabby?
Fifth row tickets.
These are really good seats. This is a good prize
as well.
I think we should have some sort of a contest.
I think we should do that too.
Hello.
Of course. Yeah, we're going to do a contest.
Okay. So what, I think we should play a clip of an OAR song, not one of their popular ones.
Right. Deep cut.
A deep cut, and whoever can identify it.
Let's line up the donks. 800-636.
I mean, that puts all the onus on Valdez, but he can handle it.
He can do that. 800-636-1067. We'll play Name That OAR Deep Cut for chances to win really good tickets to see OAR. Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. In just a bit, we'll play Name That OAR Deep Cut for your chance to win fifth and third row seats to go see OAR and Dispatch's Summer Tour 2022. It's Friday, August 26th at Merriweather Post Pavilion. And you get entered for a chance to win two passes to the sound check as well. Tickets are on sale. You can buy those tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
It's a great prize.
It's a fantastic prize.
Just one golf note before we get to the contest. Looks like, and this is no surprise, Cam Smith, Mark Leishman, a couple of Aussies are headed to the LIV Tour. And remember, Cam Smith was asked about it after he won the Open at St. Andrews. And he did not, he kind of skirted around it. He didn't understand why they were asking him right after he won the Open. And he was not happy. But the money's too good. So Cam Smith.
Tough to turn down.
And Mark Leishman. And you can understand Leishman going, but he's a little older. By the way, Leishman lives in?
Mark Leishman. I'm going to guess he lives in Jupiter,
Virginia.
Florida.
He's a Virginia guy.
Virginia Beach.
Really?
Yeah, he does.
Seems like an outlier. Most of the golf donks live in either Florida or Arizona.
There aren't that many living in Virginia. But
it's kind of surprising.
He does. But anyway, Cam Smith, one of the young stars. How old is Cam Smith? 28?
I was going to say 26 to 28.
Yeah, probably.
I know he's under 30.
Yeah. So he gone.
All right, let's play Name That OAR Deep Cut for the giveaways. I'm just going to go down the line. Who's been on hold the longest? Valdez, I will.
Oh no, we should play the song first.
Okay,
and then we'll go to the line. Bail. Yes, if you don't know it, get off the line.
Yeah, Cam Smith is indeed 28.
Okay, so
there's two songs. The first song I think is easier than the second song.
And the first prize we'll give away. Obviously, we'll give away the fifth row seat.
Correct.
First, and then the third row seat.
Yes,
second.
Third row for the harder song.
I mean, that's the way you have to do it.
All right, here's the first one.
Here's song one.
I
I don't think that's a deep cut, but that's fine.
It's a great guitar riff. Whoever came up, whoever wrote that riff, you're a musical genius.
Unless I'm wrong.
I know the song, I just don't know the title.
Isn't it this song?
All right, let's see. Let's see if the listeners know it.
Oh, you can see me.
Let's go out to Rick. Rick, name that OAR semi deep cut, or maybe not even a deep cut, for fifth row tickets.
Was it Shattered?
No.
I'm sorry, sir. That was not.
All right.
That was
see
incorrect.
See you later, mate.
Let's go to Adam. Adam, name that OAR tune. You win fifth row tickets.
You don't have to say goodbye.
Nope.
Well, say goodbye to you.
Say goodbye to those tickets.
But we will.
Say goodbye to the tickets.
Say goodbye to the fifth row, my friend. Say hello to Ticketmaster.
Right, let's go to
Ticketmaster.com.
Or SeatGeek.
Kane. I'm attempting to pull up Kane. I think Kane realized
he didn't know
the name. Let's go to Kurt. Kurt, name that OAR tune for fifth row seats.
She gone.
Doing a bit.
No. Man, I thought
you know what? They're not big OAR fans.
I thought this is a layup, personally.
No, it just takes a little while.
Let's go to...
Bunch of Donkey Kongs.
Keith, you're on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Name that OAR tune. You win fifth row tickets.
That was a crazy game of poker.
Nope. See, that's probably Keith and Laurel. See, what happens is when we do this, all the early people are just the prize pigs.
Right.
Not necessarily OAR fans. And now we're filtering through them. Yeah. Some of these OAR
They're
fans based, will
the,
get
you know what the prize pigs are doing? Ruining everything.
Mucking up the
Ruining
lines.
The sanctity of the game.
So I'll predict if you go to line one or two, which are new callers, they will nail it.
They could. I'm going to go to Tyler first to see if he can get the OAR tune. Tyler.
I was hoping someone got it. I know the song, but not the title.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to move on.
Why did you sing it in your head? Sing it in your head.
Why did you stay on the effing line?
Yeah. If you know the song, wouldn't you just kind of like sing it in your head and figure out a title?
I can't believe you got it.
Couldn't pull it. Let's see if...
I know my OAR.
Let's see if Gary knows it. Gary, you're on with the Junks.
I will say Peace.
That is incorrect. Wow,
much slower song.
Kind of stunning. Valdez, I don't know if they're going to get track two.
This is a disaster.
It's not stunning. This happens every time we play.
Yes, it does.
Name this tune. It's why I hate the game.
I know. Well, you should have
told
me.
But now the reloaders, I'm going
to thought it would be it's a great prize. It should be a tough contest to earn the prize.
I bet you line one or two will get
there's it. Just, there's no way anyone's going to get it.
No, come on. Do Shattered next. Something. One of their top five hits.
Todd. Name that OAR tune for fifth row seats.
This Town.
Correct.
Yes, it's This Town.
Finally. All right, I'm putting you on hold, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to play an actual deep cut.
Oh, yeah, this is actually a deep cut. I get psyched for this song. This makes me think of college.
All right.
You know, get your Shazam out.
might as well.
This will only be a small portion of your nighttime. That's your sacrifice for me. I asked, and you were born.
I'm gonna play the whole song.
We're gonna need it.
And like the wind, you snuck up.
Well, we got
on
about
me.
3.5 minutes.
Got me begging for your.
We need to play the chorus.
Hopefully, pay the ASCAP fees. We keep playing it. I don't know, ASCAP.
So, you know, Mark gets size.
Is first. This for third row?
This is for third row. Tickets. Okay. Third row to see OAR and Dispatch at Merriweather Post Pavilion. Let's see if Noah knows that tune.
People think they know it.
Noah, if you know it, you get third row seats.
You know what? I'm a big OAR fan, but I didn't hear the whole song, so I don't know it.
Give a guess.
No, just
a random deep cut guess.
Sorry, Noah. And have to move on. 800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Robbie. Robbie.
I knew you were going to say that.
Name that tune for third row tickets.
Is it Inside Out?
It is not, sir.
Grasper.
People are now people are grasping with the calls. 800-636-1067. If you can name that OAR tune, you get third row tickets to see Mark Robert's Richard On and Company from OAR. I can't name all the guys. I should be able to. I can't off the top of my head.
Greshman. That was his last name.
I think you're right. Let's go to Keith. Keith, name that OAR tune for third row tickets. Go.
Is that 5250?
Winner! Yes.
Good job, Keith.
A pair of tickets to the third row to OAR and Dispatch Summer Tour 2022, Friday, August 26th at Merriweather Post Pavilion. And you enter for a chance to win two passes to the sound check. Tickets are on sale. Buy them right now at Ticketmaster.com.
And now, so do we have front row seats to give away?
No, we only have fifth and third row.
We're out of tickets today.
I was hoping we went 5-3-1. But
we may have more later in the week. I'm just going to say may. I'm going to leave it open.
We're going to do 4-hour name that tune tomorrow.
I've learned not to ever promise prizes that we don't have.
Okay. Right.
I've been burned by that in the past.
What was Jason Bishop's first concert?
Very first concert.
Ooh, this is a good one.
I never went to a concert until I was like post college. I just didn't grow up going to concerts.
Right.
Did you go to any concerts as a kid?
No. I didn't like concerts.
Your mom never took you to see Bruce, to see the Boss?
I think I could be wrong on this. I don't think I am. I think the very first concert I went to was the Cranberries.
It's pretty good. Not bad. My first concert?
At Merriweather.
Merriweather Post.
Yep.
My first concert, Capitol Center, 1986. Loverboy. I was working for the
weekend. Was it also the Hooters?
The Hooters were the opening band. Now, my first really good concert.
And did you get in a car accident with Matt Z there?
No, that was a later concert. That's when we were going to see Van Halen with Sammy Hagar as the lead singer. My best early concert was Metallica opening for Ozzy Osbourne. That was a great concert.
My first concert was like an outdoor thing at the University of Maryland. It was the band which did Cult of Personality, Living Color.
Oh, that's not bad.
Good one.
That's not bad.
It was in between the dorms.
Pretty solid.
Probably 500 to 1,000 people.
Pretty solid. Freebie.
Freebie, silly.
Paid for it with your student fees or whatever. You thought it was free, but you wound up paying for it. You footed the bill for them to come to College Park.
I mean, let's be real. My parents paid for it.
That is true.
All right, Cakes, what time will you be sleeping today in the 98-degree heat?
Probably under the covers at about 1. I'm not going to take a drab level nap. That's like a 2-plus-hour nap. Probably up and at them by about 2 p.m. So right. 1 p.m., I'll be off to just blissful sleep. All right, we got to get
thinking
out
about
of here.
You when I'm picking weeds.
We are done for the day. Our friends B. Mitch and Finley next here on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.